All right, guys, welcome to the Gimmick Tables and Gig Jobs. I'm Nate.
Alex.
Sarinda.
And we're about 45 minutes out from tonight's Dynamite, the New Year's, St. Patty's Day smash.
Slam of the year.
I couldn't keep to that. I ain't even gonna try. Sarinda, you tell them what it is.
St. Patrick's Day Slam on AEW Dynamite.
See, y'all got that. But before we get into that, which we will be doing a recap episode after Dynamite tonight, but before we get into it, it has to be touched on. It has to be talked about. We lost Scott Hall. Scott was an amazing person. Somebody always has something bad to say about somebody, so I'm sure someone does, but I haven't read anything but positive things thus far. And, I mean, throughout a good chunk of his career, I've heard nothing but positive things. I mean, there's a lot that we could say about Scott Hall, but we're not going to get into all of it right now. Maybe somewhere down the line, we will just sit down and we will maybe do some watch-throughs of some of his matches or something and talk about it, get more into detail and talk about Scott Hall, give the man the respect he deserves. But for the time being, we are going to just... I'm just going to throw a few things out there through, you know, from his career and, you know, a little remembrance for Scott Hall. So, yeah, I mean, he debuted October 2nd of 1984 for NWA's Championship Wrestling from Florida promotion. It was one of their territories back in the day where he feuded with the legendary Dusty Rhodes babies. Since his debut, Scott has wrestled for... fucking everybody. I mean, I'm sure I'm almost positive, if I'm recollecting correctly, he's been in GCW a couple of times.
I've been seeing a lot of pictures online, like on Instagram and stuff, and it's like all different like places.
Yeah.
Barely any of the ones I've actually been seeing are WWE. A lot of them are just like all like everywhere else.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know all of the places the man has wrestled, but I do know that he has wrestled for the NWA, which was where he made his debut for their Florida territory, ECW, New Japan, TNA, most notably in WWF as Razor Ramon Chico, and WCW, where he debuted to then form the Outsiders along Big Sexy Diesel Kevin Nash. And then together with Nash and Hulk Hogan turning heel, formed one of the greatest wrestling stables in the history of professional wrestling, the fucking NWO. As literally all of us sit here right now at this table in black and white in memorial of Scott Hall. So
you and me are wearing NWO. So.
I know. Well, that's what Sarinda was like. I don't have a fucking NWO shirt. I'm like, no, but you got a bunch of black and white Sting shirts. We'll rock that shit.
Yeah.
But, and one of the most notable things, he will forever go down as the greatest Intercontinental Champion in WWE, WWF history. So, yeah, I mean, Scott Hall has done it all. He's seen it all. He really, truly was the bad guy.
Yeah.
So whether you remember him as Starship Coyote, Texas Scott, the diamond stud that ran around with Diamond Dallas Page's crazy ass back in the day, Razor Ramon, or just Scott Hall, I will always remember him as the bad guy.
And remember, bad times don't last, bad guys do.
That's right.
So let's throw it up. Too sweet for Scott.
Too sweet for Scott.
Rest in peace, Scott.
R.I.P., man.
Tune in later for the Dynamite recap.